You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how a few may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Telly, where are all the watch parties? Where are the brothers going to be? I just want to see what she was going to do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Monday, June 24th. 2024, you are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth with DT and Telly. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. Good Monday morning. Woo!
Monday is here, and
yes,
again, it's the last, which I cannot believe, this is the last week of June.
We were just talking about that. This year is flying by, and so many things are happening, and I heard something last night, DT, that it was just kind of crazy because it just seemed like it was always so far from, you know, when it was going to take place. But the RNC is 3 weeks away.
Wow. Yeah, it's coming.
Three weeks away.
From my understanding, Reverend Al Sharpton and his fellow, I think he's bringing like 1,000 protesters. So.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a number of protests, full protests. Of course, we anticipate or we hope for, but yeah, there's going to be a number of notable lawmakers, celebrities, civil rights activists that are going to be in Milwaukee, in addition to the 50,000 anticipated, you know, members of the Republican Party. There's going to be a number of those that are not supportive of the Republican Party that will be in the building. So get ready. If you, I know a lot of people that live in Milwaukee, they're saying, you know, trust me, I won't be here that week, or I won't be here during those 3 days. Then there are some who are like, I can't wait, and I'm going to be protesting.
Yeah, and the ones that won't be around, if you can – rent your place out or have it as an Airbnb, you could come up because there are people that are going to be here and need somewhere to stay. And you can really come up. But I just think that it wasn't just the weather that turned in Milwaukee that made it, you know, hot this summer. I mean, you have so many things. I mean, last weekend was the first weekend of Summerfest, and you got all type of celebrities in Milwaukee, and like I said, 3 weeks from now, you got the RNC, and so many things are just going on right now in Milwaukee, and you need to keep up. You need to make sure that you know everything that's going on around you.
Yeah, I think it's also important to, you know, stay within your boundaries. If you are someone who does not do well in crowds, that is perfectly your right to stay home. If you are someone who's not necessarily engrossed themselves in this upcoming presidential election, that is quite all right. Stay home. Now, if you plan on coming down to the Pfizer Forum area and shacking a fool, stay home because you're not going to win.
Stay home.
The Secret Service
is going to be enough people acting a fool.
Well. Best wishes to you.
It is.
Because that's not going. That's. Let me put it this way. The RNC is going to be equivalent in terms of the Secret Service and the security that they're going to have downtown during the Republican National Convention, which begins July 15th through July 18th. And from my understanding also, the media, they're already landing. So media, you know, platforms like Fox News, C-SPAN, CNN, MSNBC, they are literally, if not already, landing in Milwaukee as we speak. But as far as speeding, carjacking, all that stuff, tell you right now, it's not going to go down during those 3 days. I'm going to tell you that right now.
And on top of that, DT, that just further perpetuates, you know, some Republicans' thoughts about the city of Milwaukee.
Right.
Now, if they get here and because I also saw, and shout out to DJ Brother Z, I was looking at his IG, and he had like 9 different car wrecks. And he said, you know, these are pictures. This all happened within 24 hours in Milwaukee. Like, we have to do better.
Wow.
And the thing is, you present yourself in the way that you want others to see you. And if all eyes are on the city of Milwaukee, July 15th through the 18th, you can't have this stuff going on because you don't think they're going to show that. And then you don't think they're going to go back to the comments that Donald Trump made about this being a horrible city and the crime and this, that, and the other. So in order, like, I don't think it's just a switch you could turn on and say, all right, these 3 days, we ain't going to do all this and all that. But what we can do is prepare for this and get better because, again, there's going to be a microscope on the city of Milwaukee. And you want to be able, this is your shot to show that it's not as horrible as other people think.
You know, Telly, I really don't think that. So, first of all, I've always been a believer that there is way more good than evil. And it's always, you know, a few, as they say, a few bad apples in a big bunch. And those individuals that right now have every intention to, you know, like I said, shack the fool during the RNC, they don't care. They don't care about, you know, what the outsiders think, or they don't care about the fact that we're going to have company. It's you know, it's the good law-abiding tax-paying citizens that typically just do what we do. We just act normal. We know right is right, and we know wrong is wrong. These individuals who are, you know, planning or may attempt to shack the fool during the RNC, they know right, but they don't care. And so as far as putting Milwaukee on the map and further perpetuating the stereotype that Milwaukee, based on former President Donald Trump, is a horrible city, they don't care. But I will say this. I don't even have to be a part or even closely affiliated with the Secret Service. Telly, I'm telling you, July 15th or the 18th, they're not playing games. You're not going to win. They are not playing games. The RNC, they're just not. And not to say that the following month when the DNC is in Chicago, that the Secret Service and it's not going to be any different. I mean, but these types of groups, I mean, you're talking about Secret Service, FBI, SWAT team, all these entities, they are on deck. They are prepared. Yes. They are ready. It's not going to be a typical day in the life for Milwaukee.
And you better abide by the rules, the zones that are set up in place. And I was reading something the other night about that, where if you don't even have a credential, there are certain places that you can't even go. And you know, in the movie Life, you know, the gun line. I mean, there's going to be some gun lines, boss.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be some gun lines, boss.
Well, you know, I've been asking quite a few Milwaukeeans, especially black and brown folks, are you staying in Milwaukee during the RNC? And I have to say, Telly, a number of the people who I've asked, and I've to be fully transparent, I probably asked about maybe 10 or 15 friends or associates, And the majority of people are saying, I'm Airbnb-ing and I'm getting out of Milwaukee. So, like, I've already, you know, staged my house, put the pictures online. Some of my friends have said, you know, and the what they're charging? What? I was like, they're like, yeah, this is actually competitive. I'm talking about like $5,000 a night.
I'm telling you, this is the come up, if that's what you're into.
My question to you, Truth Nation, and I'm going to start with Telly, as a Milwaukee native or surrounding area, so even if you live in the suburbs, so the surrounding suburbs of Milwaukee, do you plan to be in Milwaukee for the upcoming Republican National Convention, which begins officially July 15th through the 18th? Will you be in Milwaukee? We're going to get a YouTube poll started. You can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on our YouTube channel simply by going to YouTube and searching for 101.7 The Truth, and you can select Truth Be Told with DT and Telly right now. We are live, and we're going to get this poll started again. As a Milwaukeean, whether you live right directly in Milwaukee or in close proximity, Wauwatosa, Brookfield, Waukesha, Greenfield, Greendale, are you planning to be in Milwaukee for the RNC? Now, Telly, I'm going to start with you.
You know I am. I'm going to be here. I got my credential.
We're going to miss this.
Yeah, we going to be there. And hopefully we'll get a chance to possibly do one of our shows from there. But yes. But, I mean, it has everything to do with work, though. I mean, if I wasn't on the radio, would I be in Milwaukee during that time? If I had it my way, I would probably try to figure out a way to make that weekend, you know, let them have it and kind of get out of town. But yeah. But of course, the reality is we do have a radio show. And yes, I'm going to be here.
Well, you know, it's interesting because my son, let's just say he lives in close proximity. You know, he's very private. He's like, let me put my business out there. He lives in close proximity. So he said to me, Mom, if you need to, you can stay at my place, but I will not be in Milwaukee those days. And I said, okay.
Hey, good. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get it. It is going to be a lot. And if you're someone that normally frequents downtown or you work down there, live down there, I mean, your life is going to be totally interrupted, and it's going to be hard for you to even get to your own doorstep because it is going to be so highly secured. So I can get it. And I mean, like you said, you know, Darren has a close proximity to everything that's going to be going on. I wouldn't want to be a part of that either.
And I mean, he was adamant. When we come back for break, I think during the break, Telly and I need to discuss an exit strategy just in case some stuff pop off. I'm like, how are we getting out of here? Because, you know, we know downtown better than these outsiders. So we may have to come up with an exit
with a little plan.
During the break. Telly and I going to think about this, and we'll get back to you when we come back. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. When we do come back, there were some major celebrities that were in Milwaukee over the weekend, including one that gave a surprise concert. When we come back, we're going to tell you who those celebrities were and some more hot topics. Again, this is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth FM.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning, Ricky. Ricky on the ones and twos.
Good morning, Wreck and Crew. What it do?
all good over here. How was your weekend?
My weekend was full of life. It was I was pretty busy. However, I did not see Ludacris in concert with Steve the Stoner.
You didn't see Ludacris?
With Steve the Stoner, no. I heard he was
If you, if you did not hear, as DJ Ricky just mentioned, hip-hop legend Ludacris gave a surprise concert right here where we brought
where we were
live. Man.
Ain't that messed up?
Third Street Market Hall.
All the hours I've spent in the Third Street Market Hall, the time I'm not there, Ludacris is there.
If it's any consolation, Telly, Ludacris came on a Saturday afternoon. So, we ain't trying to be at work.
No, you're right. You are so right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And so, Ludacris was scheduled to headline the Tacos and Tequila Festival at Franklin Field. And so, before he performed, scheduled performance, he surprised fans at Third Street Market Hall right here where we're. Can you imagine that? You just sitting there and all of a sudden, dun dun, dun dun, move, get out the way, get out the way, move. Can you imagine that? That's crazy.
I saw some of the video, and again, it was truly a surprise concert because. People, it took them a minute for them to realize what was going on, even though Ludacris came in, free concert.
People that's what he was saying? Like, he was saying free concert?
Yeah, he was chanting. Him and Steve the Stoner were chanting, what's up, free concert? Yep, free concert. And then they went into their music. So
now,
it was like
familiar.
The video I've seen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you can actually, on Instagram, according to WISN News, Mr. New York Party, that's his. This is this individual's Instagram account name, shows the video where Ludacris is literally carrying a microphone and speaker as he walked through. And look, y'all, what's crazy when you see the video, Ludacris literally walks in from the outside Third Street Market Hall, just like any other pavilion. I mean, he walks right off of Wisconsin Avenue into the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve the Stoner is a local Milwaukee rapper who was performing right alongside Ludacris. And as Telly had mentioned, everybody was like, what's going on? What's going on? And it was interesting because that night where he was, taking or scheduled to perform at the Tacos and Tequila Festival, he had to cancel the remaining of his performance there due to severe weather alerts. And so if you were planning to see Ludacris at Tacos and Tequila Festival in Franklin, you probably would have been better off going to Third Street Market Hall because apparently that's where the majority of his performance was due to the heavy rain, lightning, and just National Weather Service issued warnings for heavy rain and lightning. So I'm like, Luda loves Milwaukee.
Man, shout out to Luda.
Milwaukee.
Yes. And that's how you keep fans, DT, where you could have, you've already been paid and you can't do anything about the weather. You'd be like, all right, well, guess I ain't got to do anything. But because he cares about his fans and clearly he likes performing for his fans, he went and gave that free concert. And those are things that people and fans remember. And, because easily he could have just said, you know what, I got mine. It's all good. Milwaukee know that, I got love for Milwaukee. I'll be back. But he took it upon himself to give people, his fans, something.
Yes.
And that's really
cool. I don't
really
know, maybe if he knew. And it wasn't just Ludacris' show that was canceled due to severe weather. Dave Matthews Band was also postponed due to the tornado warnings that took place. So there's some severe, and we talk about this, Telly, climate change, global warming, the natural disasters that continue to increase. It's a big deal. Now, speaking of celebrities, two celebrities, in addition to Ludacris, were spotted in Milwaukee over the weekend. So during Summerfest, Kim Kardashian and daughter Northwest, daughter of Ye and Kim Kardashian, made a surprise appearance at Summerfest on Saturday night as well.
Wow.
Till his face. Telly, I said, wow. Kim Kardashian and Northwest. Well,
I don't you know how I feel about that, but
I mean, let me say it Kim, one more yeah, that's, Telly that's is fine. Not. Well, don't you even want to know
responding
what
the
they
way
were,
that.
Look, they were here meeting with Mayor Johnson to discuss the upcoming RNC. No, I'm just kidding. Kim Kardashian and Northwest were spotted at the SZA concert during Summerfest this past weekend. Yeah. I love how there's crickets.
And like when I said, when we were talking about this, you know, of course, before the show, I was just trying to figure out why Milwaukee? I mean, SZA performs everywhere. Like, what made her say Summerfest, Milwaukee, me and Northwest, we're there?
You know, actually, now, again, this is not facts. If I had to guess, it's like we've got a G6, G7, whatever type of private jet they have. And obviously Northwest is a huge SZA fan. And she probably was like, Mom, SZA's going to be in Milwaukee. Can we go? It's during Summerfest. Daddy performed at Summerfest. Can we check it out? I mean, think about it. Why not? You know, it's not like it's a big deal for them. It's just, okay, we're going to take the jet, go to this concert and fly back to Calabasas tonight or tomorrow morning. Yeah. We're going to sleep on the plane.
On our YouTube message board, Millie Too Free said, people forget Summerfest is the biggest music festival in the world. It's not the biggest music festival in the world, but it is a big deal.
What you mean?
It is the biggest in the world.
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know it was the biggest in the world. I thought it was the biggest in the country. Oh, well, dude. I mean, yeah, I knew it was a big deal.
Telly,
good point
over,
there, Millie Too Free.
Think about it. They have over 600 concerts over the course of the three different weekends of Summerfest. Over 600.
I did not know that number.
It is the world's largest music festival.
Wow.
Outdoor.
600?
Yes, is the largest. Absolutely. It's okay.
Hey.
We learn every day.
My bad.
No, she is absolutely
right. That is a great point, though. I mean, because now I did know people around the world and, around the country knew about Summerfest. And it was funny because the name Summerfest, when others have tried to use it, you know, the Summerfest here is like, no, that's our thing. And, and they have to either break it up or call it something like Summer Festival or like Summerfest. You can't say that anywhere else. And I knew that it was kind of a big deal when that was going on. I can't remember. I want to say somewhere in Minnesota or somebody else was trying to say, hey, come to Summerfest. And Summerfest here was like, nah, player. We ain't doing that.
Well, what's interesting is when I first moved to Milwaukee back in 2003, I had never really known too much about Milwaukee. I knew that was the Green Bay Packers, Cheese State. And I remember a few people that I spoke with at the time where I was working. I said, hey, I'm relocating to Milwaukee. And every time I brought Milwaukee up, the first thing they would say, well, two things. One, oh, man, that's where Summerfest is. Or two, isn't that where Jeffrey Dahmer ate all them people up? Those are the two things that I would always hear when I would tell people back in 2003 that I was moving to Milwaukee. So, yes, Summerfest is very well known. And if you have already been to Summerfest, how's it going? How is it?
Yeah.
Is it the same? Because, you know, this year they changed it to weekends versus during the weekdays. When we come back, we want to hear from you. We still have our YouTube poll open, which we're getting some smoke about. Are Milwaukeeans, are you planning to attend the RNC? Are you planning to be in Milwaukee during the RNC? Go to our YouTube channel right now and place your vote, as well as we want to hear from you, your thoughts, perspectives, because Milwaukee, it's summertime, Milwaukee time. So it's about to go down. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning, Truth Nation. Donate to Team 101.7 The Truth as they compete for a top donor at the Penfield Children's Center croquet match. Donations benefit children with developmental delays and disabilities. Come watch us take on 620 WTMJ at Easterbrook Beer Garden on Wednesday, June 26th at 5 p.m. Go to www.penfieldchildren.org/teamtruth. To donate.
And Truth Nation, we all know that violence is a problem that affects us all, but together we can make a difference. The award-winning 101.7 The Truth wants to ignite positive change and bring awareness to the senseless violence occurring in our community. This is why we are hosting our second annual Truth Walk Against Violence, led by our very own brother, Tory Lowe, on Saturday, July 20th. From Victory Over Violence Park down MLK Drive right to our studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall. Over the next month, Tory Lowe will be speaking with community leaders about how we can better provide resources and work as a community to rise up against violence. And if you want to join the fight to stop violence, go to 101.7thetruth.com right now, 101.7thetruth.com, to sign up for our Walk Against Violence on Saturday, July 20th. That's going to be an incredible experience. Yes. It's going to be an incredible event. So definitely learn more about that. That's what we do here at The Truth. We're not just talking the talk. We are literally walking the walk. So more to come regarding this upcoming event next month. In the meantime, I love a rivalry. I really do. I love a good rivalry. And during the This WNBA season, it's clear that one of the biggest, if not the biggest rivalry in the WNBA is between the Chicago Sky and the Indiana Fever. Mm-hmm. And over the weekend, Angel Reese, my girl.
Last night it went down.
Well, over the weekend, Sunday's game.
Yeah. No, I'm saying this just happened. This is fresh.
Yes. And so last night, there was a huge win in terms of the rivalry between the Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark's team, and Angel Reese, Chicago Sky. And it was a very exciting game because in addition to it being a rivalry game, there were some heavy hitters that were in the building, Telly. I was like, okay. So they had WNBA Hall of Famer Cheryl Swoops was in the building. New York Knicks star Jalen Brunson and rappers Chance the Rapper and Lil Durk. They were all in attendance last night to watch the third meeting of these two teams. And Telly had reminded me that the first two meetings between Chicago Sky and Indiana Fever won. But last night, the Chicago Sky with Angel Reese defeated Caitlin Clark and Indiana Fever 88-87. And as I always say, a win is a win.
And on top of that, that was Angel Reese. So she extended her WNBA rookie record. That was her eighth consecutive double-double. And they were down 15 points in the second half, DT. And Angel Reese turned it on, ended up with a career-high 25 points and 16 rebounds. So she's balling. And I was telling you, I took the train back from Chicago last night. And when I got on, I didn't even realize that the Chicago Sky played, but I saw more than a handful of Angel Reese jerseys and T-shirts, and I thought that was really cool to see how she is inspiring. It's not all about Caitlin Clark inspiring, you know, all these little white girls to think they could grow up and be what she is, but it's good to see that Angel Reese is having that same effect. It may not be covered in the same way, but it appears that she is having that same effect amongst our community. And it was so cool. And it's really good to see the WNBA getting the attention that it deserves. And I mean, there's some good basketball played in the WNBA, and I love all the attention. And a lot of it has to do with Angel Reese and others bringing that type of attention to the WNBA. I think it's a really cool thing.
Absolutely. And again, the 22-year-old Angel Reese became the first rookie in the Chicago Sky franchise history with 20 or more points and 15 or more rebounds in a game, while Caitlin Clark also set her own piece of history, becoming the first rookie in WNBA history with 15 points, 10 assists, and 5 three-pointers made in a game. Isn't that what we call a triple-double in basketball? Messed around and got a triple-double. So yeah. We've got some audio from Angel Reese from last night's post-game interview. And again, they were able to beat the Indiana Fever after losing to the Indiana Fever twice last night in Chicago. Again, Angel Reese and her team showed up and showed out. Here's some audio from the post-game interview featuring Angel Reese.
The team was down by 15 points, and you personally started the run that won this game. How do you find this in you each and every time to be such a winner?
I'm a dog. You can't teach that. I'm going to go out and do whatever it takes to win, and every single night, my teammates rely on my energy. So being able to continue the energy, even if we're down, even if we're up, that's what I do. Angel.
Again, that was Angel Reese.
I like that.
She finished with a career-high 25 points and 16 rebounds in the win over Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever last night in Chicago. What are your thoughts, Telly, about that post-game?
I love that answer.
Commentary.
That's a great answer. I mean, because a lot of times, a lot of reporters will ask that same question. How does it feel? How does it feel to win? Like, it feels better than losing. But, I mean, when you get a real answer, she's like, look, I'm a dog and I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I love that answer. I love it. As a sideline reporter, if that was the answer she gave me, I would have just continued to go with it. I mean, that is such a great answer.
I love the fact that she was, you know, like, it's Tuesday. What do you expect? Like, I play to win. That's what I received from her statements. Like, you know, I'm a dog. Like, we wake up in the morning. We know we got to get out here and what we got to do to eat. So I love her response. I love her energy, her enthusiasm. And most importantly, I love to see that she was her authentic self and she was portrayed as the athlete that she is, as opposed to what has transpired over the past, like since the NCAA season when she and Caitlin Clark played at a collegiate level, her as this, you know, angry black woman, where she's an athlete and she's one of the greatest. You got all these celebrities now, Telly, coming out and sitting in the stands watching women play professional basketball. And to your point, I think that's incredible because, I mean, that's an investment. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I heard that the nosebleeds for the Chicago Sky games are that play when they play against Indiana Fever featuring Caitlin Clark. I don't know if it was a rumor, we can fact check, but I heard some of them tickets was like $9,000, and the nosebleeds, they're not like $50-$60. You gonna have to pay even for the nosebleeds.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the ticket prices, but I know that it is definitely bringing you know, the deserved attention. And another thing that we can't forget, and you talk about their college careers, there was only one champion. Caitlin Clark never won a championship in college. Mm-hmm. Angel Reese did. So when you talk about being a dog and doing what you got to do to win, of course, she knows that. And she's not just talking it. She's lived it. She's a winner. She has been a champion. And if she continues to do what she's been doing for the Chicago Sky, and more into that interview that we didn't get into, but she was like, hey, I came to Chicago to build a winning culture.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes, and that's exactly what her and Coach Teaspoon, shout to Teaspoon, are doing. And on our YouTube message board, Travis says, Angel Reese is a dog. I could never hate her. I don't know how to pronounce this name. Says triple-double is 10 or more in three categories. Okay, thank you for that clarification. Creation Mew says Angel is a beautiful dog, too. It was a good game, 100. Telly, how does it feel to win? Better than it does to lose? LOL, right. And so keep coming on the YouTube message boards with your thoughts, perspectives. Also, you can call in or text on our Truth and Text Talk. Excuse me, Truth and Talk. I can't even say. What's going on this morning, Telly? The Monday morning juju. Our Truth Talk and Text line, which is 833-212-1017. Let us know how you feel. When we come back from break, we're going to get into an effort that is being made and led by a local church here in Milwaukee to increase the awareness of the menthol attack on Black Americans, starting with a movement here in Milwaukee. That and more to come. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, y'all, we are back. Good morning. Good morning. Happy, happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend and hope you're getting your weekend off to a great start. This next story that we want to report, and Telly, I think this is so important because I actually have forgotten about this. I don't know, for some reason, which I would think is a great thing, I don't see as many people smoking. Now, I know there's a lot of establishments across the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin where you can't smoke publicly. You need to go to a, you know, designated area that won't allow the secondhand smoke impact. But still, every year, it's estimated that 45,000 Black Americans die from tobacco-related illnesses. And that means that over the last two decades, nearly 1 million people, Black people, have died from tobacco-related illnesses. Now, in Wisconsin, it's about 8,000 deaths that occur annually from smoking. And the state also has the second worst tobacco disparity between Black and white people in the country. Yesterday, a local church, Mason Temple Church of God in Christ, and the Wisconsin African American Tobacco Prevention Network held a mock funeral for menthol cigarettes. And right now, that's the only flavor allowed in cigarettes. And while it makes, I guess, for lack of better words, starting the smoking addiction easier, it also makes it very difficult to stop smoking. And so they've had this now menthol funeral yesterday, which I'm sure is going to be the kickoff to many other events, because the event comes 2 months after officials said that the federal government delayed removing menthol and other flavored tobacco from the market as proposed by the FDA. And so the FDA said that these changes would have made smoking less appealing to young adults and young people and make it easier for people to quit smoking. I don't know of any friends or family members right now that I know that smoke. Now, growing up, that was different, but recently, but apparently it is still a major, you know, epidemic in our community.
And I don't know much about cigarettes and things of that nature, but from what I do know, I thought menthol is like the worst thing or the strongest thing that you can put in cigarettes and in tobacco. And you're telling me that's the only, what is it, flavor or the only thing that they put in cigarettes now? There are no other types of cigarettes?
Well, to your point, the main addictive ingredient is nicotine, which, you know, it according to the Wisconsin African American Tobacco Prevention Network, it goes to your brain as quickly as cocaine does, and it makes it an extremely addictive substance. The menthol is where we get into the differentiation between white and black communities. And so experts say that the menthol products have historically targeted black communities. And according to a report by UW-Milwaukee, 9 in 10 black smokers in the state of Wisconsin use menthols.
Okay, gotcha. So menthol's got to be Newports, Kools, the ones that are pretty popular in the black community. Well, from what I know, but
yeah, absolutely, okay. Gotcha. Absolutely. Gotcha. And to your point, Telly, if menthol cigarettes were removed, those Newports, etc., experts estimate a 15% reduction in smoking within 40 years, which could have saved and can save hundreds of thousands of black lives. Over the same time period of the 40 years.
Kind of sounds like the same as it was when malt liquor came around. You couldn't find malt liquor in white communities. You can only find it in black communities. And apparently menthol is along those same lines. Again, I don't have any experience in cigarette smoking, so I really can't speak to it like that. If anyone who is a smoker, former smoker, please give us a call and let us know, because there's always things and information behind the data. And hit us up 833-212-1017. And I mean, because clearly this research is showing who menthol cigarettes are being targeted for and what demographic. And so we need to know, why is that? I mean, is it the equivalence of malt liquor, or is it just something that we like, or, you know, whatever the case is. But going back to the original, what, you know, why you even brought this up. And I think it's a good thing if anybody's going to get involved to stop something that is taking us out. And this church, this local church here in Milwaukee, is making efforts. It may not seem like a big deal, but a lot of things don't seem like it's a big deal if it's not in your arena. And so, again, I didn't know 8,000, you know, people in Wisconsin die a year. Yeah, black Americans.
Black and people.
I said black Americans. And when you put a number like that on it, it definitely... You're like, wait a minute now. Hold on. Let's try to figure this out.
And the distinction is that the main active ingredient in cigarettes is nicotine, where it becomes a target towards black people is that menthol is the flavor. And currently, menthol is the only flavor allowed in cigarettes. And while it can make starting smoking easier, again, it makes it makes the process of quitting a lot harder. And so shout out to Mason Temple Church of God in Christ and the Wisconsin African American Tobacco Prevention Network for holding this mock funeral yesterday, an attempt to basically acknowledge that menthol cigarettes need to be dead. They need to be dead in our community. And I'm sure as more data comes out, we're going to share that with you. But the two organizations that, again, I want to just emphasize, so for those that are interested in learning more about prevention techniques, quitting techniques, is the African American Tobacco Control Leadership Council, also known as AATCLC. And then you also, again, have the Wisconsin African American Tobacco Prevention Network, also known as WAATPN. So again, black folks, put them cigarettes down. Would you say,
yeah,
Telly, growing
you
up,
have to.
You had that one auntie or uncle, go down to the store and go pick up.
Like, I'm 7 years old. Go give me them Winston 100s. And that's when cigarettes cost like $2. I mean, a pack of cigarettes, like $2.50. You know, my aunt would give me $3. You keep change, get you some candy. And back then, you really think about it, why in the world was somebody selling you as a 7-year-old some cigarettes? But exactly. Back then, we also know it was a community, and I'm like, oh man, you know this for my auntie, and then they'll give them to you. But yeah, that was.
I mean,
I think back on it now, you're like, come on, man.
we ate dirt, so there was a lot of things that we did that now the FDA would be like, what? And you know, in all seriousness, you know, there's that funny scene in the movie Friday where. Was it Smokey's mom tells him to go, you know, to the cigarette store. Yep. And it's like, wait a minute, this is only $2. And she's like, make it work. You know, we could all, as Gen Xers or boomers, we could relate to that scene. But in all seriousness, secondhand smoke, even if, you know, we didn't smoke, growing up in a household where adults smoked in the house was just as severe because there are a number of people who have died from lung cancer that never picked up a cigarette in their life. Mm-hmm. And it was due to
secondhand smoke. Yeah.
Due to secondhand smoke. And so I'm grateful that this initiative is taking place and bringing more awareness because yes, we apparently are still smoking cigarettes and apparently we are still dying from smoking cigarettes through a flavor that is targeted specifically to our community. When we come back from break, speaking of our community, we've talked about reparations, and states like Illinois and California have had this at the forefront of their ongoing legislation. We've got a new update regarding reparations in the state of California and how one Republican legislator in California is saying that if you are non-white, you should not have to pay towards reparation. Yes, a Republican legislator. So we come back. We're going to talk more about that. We want to hear your thoughts as well. Our truth, talk, and text line is 833-212-1017. And you can also join us live here on YouTube. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.